Blog Talk Radio.
There's a direct relationship between having the businesses and being in prison. Go find see how many Asians you can find in American prisons. You ain't gonna be in there. But 51% of your prison will be black because blacks don't have any businesses and industries. There's a direct link. Blacks won't practice group economics. Blacks won't practice group politics. If you don't practice, you're setting yourself up. I told that five-story building, you're setting yourself to get wiped out. Understand the nature of race, which is economic. If you build the first floor, it's economic. Build your businesses and your industries. Control business and industry, and put that pools in your money, and hold that money, and practice group economics with it. Arab and Asian money bounces 12 to 13 times for at least. Jewish money bounces 18 times. Black folk got to learn how to practice group economics. Black Americans spend every penny they get outside their own community. Then you take the money and the wealth that you get from that first floor and go to the second floor. The second floor is politics. You then take that money on the first floor and you control your politics. Black folk must quit allowing people to tell them to go out and vote. Vote for what? Nobody's going to do anything for black folk in politics. Politics is controlled by money. Major corporations who got the money. That's what controls politics. If you have no money, you have no say-so, you have no benefits coming. So you take your money and you control and you take your money on the first floor, you buy every politician on the second floor. And any politician you can't buy, you rent or lease them to get what you need. Then once you get the second floor under control with the politician, with your money, then you go to the third floor. The third floor is the police department and the court system. You take your money from the first floor and your politics on the second floor and you control the court system and the police department. Then the fourth floor then is media. You then take the money that you generate off the first floor from business and industries, and you go after radio stations, TV stations, newspapers, and cable systems so that you can now inform and communicate with your own people. Right now, black folk only control less than 35 thousandths of 1% of the media in the United States. Out of 12,000 radio stations, black folk own about 75, 80. That's all. You own no cable systems. You don't have a daily newspaper. You have nothing of importance. You got about one black TV station. And so you can't communicate with your people. You can't inform your people. You can't do anything. You can have Rush Limbaugh and all the rest of the guys talking about racism all day long and bad mouthing you. And O'Reilly, they can call black folk all kind of names all day long. What are you going to do? You can't respond. You can't communicate with your own people because you don't have an economic base. 51% of all the prisons in the United States are black people. You only make up 12% of the population. That's no accident. It's because you don't control the economics and the politics. And they're going to go after the weakest people they can get their hands on to incarcerate. That's the black folk. And what are you going to do in response to them when they over-incarcerate you? You're going to go out and have a march, a demonstration. We're going to march. March for what? Who cares? Marching, they never changed anything.
All right, welcome to another installment of It's My House. And today is the official start day where we're not going to probably reach 100 podcasts today. But we're on 30 of them, 30 platforms right now. And then later on today, we'll be we'll be on Anchor. We'll probably do a video text. But we're on 30 platforms right now. All right. Matter of fact, let me break this because I was off. We were basically, how did Robin put it? We took some downtime, or were forced to take some downtime, for about a month. Three weeks and some change, about a month. So we did some brainstorming, retooling, because we've been doing this for 5 years, so we were doing, on average, one podcast. Sometimes we might do something on a Saturday, every blue moon. And on occasion, every blue moon, something on Sunday. But we decided, you know what, and I was inspired by Robin on this, let's do 100 a day. Do 100 a day. And like I said, today we'll be on 30-plus platforms today. We're on 30 right now. This afternoon, I'll do Anchor, maybe Stitcher, something else. But we'll build by this time next week. We'll be consistently doing 100 a day, and we're going to do offline events. Now, right now, matter of fact, the title of this podcast is Break Bread and Build Partners. Because what we're doing is we're adding a offline component too, where we want to meet with people like you, no matter where you are on the globe, face to face, and work on a build project. Our things are small buildings, small rooms. But there'll be other things as we bring some along the way. But anyway, so we're looking for partners. The cities that we already got it published on Airbnb, is we'll be doing what I would call a break bread and build offline, for lack of a better word, franchise. So we've got Break Bread and Build Chicago. That's published right now. We'll have one for Tulsa, Oklahoma, Fresno, California, Seattle, Washington. Within the last 45 minutes or so, we got the DMV, District Maryland, the D.C. area, District Maryland, Virginia area. Orlando, Florida. So, and there's a couple other places I haven't named yet. But if you're listening and would like a break bread and build to be in your neck of the woods offline, and we'll do a podcast for it too, give me a call at 202-280-5153. Now, I'm going to play an audio that we typically play on here, because what will you be building? Well, listen to this audio. This is what we'll be building, and we'll be back to open up the lines here in a few minutes.
Hi, folks. In this video, I'd like to talk about how to have a home with no house payments and no monthly utility bills. You may think that's not possible, but I do it, and lots of other people do it as well. I'm going to show you how it can be done, how it can be done very inexpensively, and just kind of give you some ideas for things that you can do that society and the economic powers that be don't want you to know. So stay with me for a second and let me walk you through this. First, you need some land. This is my piece of land, which is under an acre, about 3/4 of an acre. And that's really all you need to take care of most of the needs you have and for running a small homestead. Now, I was lucky enough to get this piece of property from family. It was willed to me when my father passed away. But I have also purchased small pieces of property like this for under $400. I have an acre down in Arizona, near Sholo, Arizona, that I purchased for under $400. I have 5 acres near El Paso, Texas, that I purchased for under $700. So it's very easy to find a piece of land if you do some looking around. eBay is a good source for finding land. Tax sales are a good source for finding land. Family members may want to sell off a piece of land. Go around looking in rural areas, and maybe you'll find a farmer that wants to split off a small piece of land and would gladly sell you one. You don't have to spend a lot of money on land. Okay? This is land that doesn't have utilities run to it. It doesn't have a blacktop road that runs into it or driveway. It's rough land. That's what you start with usually if you want to buy a small piece of land that you're going to homestead on. After you have your piece of land, then you're going to have a house. You can have a big house like most people live in, and you can pay a lot of money for it and have a mortgage and be a slave to the system for another 30 years, or you can decide if you'd like to build a smaller house like mine. Paid for with cash. This is my solar cabin. The cabin cost me $2,000 to build. That does not include the doors and windows, which I salvaged off of a trailer that was being torn down. For the cabin, it cost me $2,000. It is 14 by 14. Downstairs is living area, dining area, bathroom, kitchen. Upstairs, I have a loft, bedroom, and an office. In my other videos, I take you on a complete walkthrough of this cabin, so watch those if you want to see how the cabin is as large as it is and functional on the inside. Up there on my roof, you see my solar panels. That's a 350-watt solar system that provides all of my electricity needs for lights, TVs, water pumps, all miscellaneous gadget, laptop, TV, run my vacuum, and everything else off of a 350-watt system. That 350-watt system cost me under $3,000. $2,000 for the cabin, $3,000 for the power system of solar electricity, and I use propane. I have a propane tank in the back of the cabin, and I have a propane furnace, fridge, stove, and on-demand water heater, and those cost me just about $200 for an entire year. And we have cold winters here, folks. Under $200 for an entire year for all of my propane. That is the only utility bill I have. I do not pay for electricity. I do not pay for water because I drilled my own water well. Before I drilled my own water well, though, I hauled water in. But drilling a water well on a piece of property is not that hard. You can either do it yourself or hire somebody to do it. So I have no monthly utility bills. I have a house that's completely paid for. And I have freedom. A freedom that you can't get when you're under the pressure of a mortgage and utility bills. I want you to take just a minute and think about what you could do with your life if you had no house payments and no utility bills. And I'm telling you, it is completely possible. I'm not going to go into any details of how to get out of the house that you're in. You're going to have to figure that out and talk to some professionals for some help that way. All I'm here to do is tell you it's completely possible. Now, some of you are looking at the cabin and saying, yeah, but I couldn't possibly live in anything that small. This cabin was designed specifically for additions to be built on any of three sides. As you can see, the cabin has no windows on any of the three sides. There is a window in the back door glass. The sides are 14 by 14. The cabin was built to have shed additions built on all three sides. This cabin is 400 square feet approximately inside with 200 square foot footprint. When you add on additions, you could add on an additional 400 square feet on either side and off the back, giving you anywhere from 800 to 1,200 square feet. The great thing about building a small cabin to start out with, though, is it gives you a place to live when you build on your additions, and that way you can wait and live very cheaply without any house payments or utility bills, and then when you have the money, you can build on the additions to expand the cabin. That's very good for a single person or a young couple who don't have children because you don't need a whole lot of space to start off with. This way you can save for it, build on as you want to, have the additions, have the extra room if that's what you want. Now, I live full-time in this cabin. I live by myself, but my girlfriend comes up here on the weekends, and we stay together, and let me tell you, it's perfectly comfortable. We don't feel cramped at all, and we'd much rather have a small place like this. It takes a lot less money to heat, takes a lot less money to cool, it's a lot easier to clean, it's just a fantastic home. Now, I'm not trying to push you into building a home exactly like mine. I'm just trying to provide you with some ideas. If you wanted to come up with different ideas, a different plan, that's just fine by me. But if you are interested in learning how to build a home like mine, I do have an ebook available and a printed book available called Simple Solar Homesteading. Go to www.simplesolarhomesteading.com. You can learn how to build a cabin like mine or at least get some great ideas for building your own home. Now I want to repeat, I own my land. I have a house that I built for under $2,000. I have a solar electric system that I have for under $3,000. I use propane, which costs me under $200 a year. I have no house payments. I have no utility bills. If you want a life like this, it is very possible. You can stop listening to the media, and you can stop being put under society's pressures to live in the type of houses that everyone tells you you have to live in. You can live very inexpensively, and you can do this at any age, whether you're older or younger. If you're younger and you start in a place like this, imagine the amount of money that you would have to retire on, with no house payments, no utility bills, and freedom. Thank you for joining me, folks. Please watch the rest of my videos for more detailed information on each of the systems and a complete walkthrough of the cabin.
Okay, today's podcast is titled Break Bread and Build - Partners. 619-768-2945 is live stream number. Like I said, we're picking up, we're fishing with nets from here on out. So we're simulcasting on 30 platforms right now. And then later on today, I'll do a Facebook Live, an Anchor podcast, and YouTube live stream, and probably do something by text. When we weren't doing anything for about 3 weeks, almost a month, we were doing two or three video texts a week, like 30 seconds. In any event, today's podcast is titled Break Bread and Build. Now, if you go to our Facebook page, which is eCommerceville. It's the letter E, then the word commerce, and then V-I-L-L-E. Put them all together, one word, eCommerceville. Go to that page and, oh, okay. At the top, not the very top, but as you start scrolling down and hit the content, there's a picture there, or two pictures. On the left-hand side, there's before, and then there's midway. Now, we haven't completed it, so. Now, this is what we're talking about, break bread and build. Now, the house that you see here is the same house. All right, and we'll do some reverse mortgage podcast on this, because I'm dealing with a reverse mortgage situation right now. One of the first things I did was I bought a bug out house. So if I had to move out of this one, I got a place to go. I don't have to panic. That house that you're looking at, I purchased for $900. $900. All right. It's 144 square feet. And then that's the before on the left. And then on the right, okay, you'll see there's some improvement there. So we're midway because I got to add a bathroom, shower, and all that to it. But that's the bug out place. Now, if I never need it for personal use, I'm going to rent it out. Because and that's what the break, bread, and build is all about. Building something, because I bought that one for $900, but so I had something to work with. But for the same $900, you can take the same money and build something from scratch and knock out your financial problems. So we'll be using this as an example, but we're looking for people to partner with in your neck of the woods. We got Brett on the Airbnb platform right now. It's published. We have Break Bread and Build Chicago. And then what we have in the works is Break Bread and Build Seattle, Break Bread and Build Tulsa, which will take us back to Tampa, Oklahoma, Break Bread and Build Orlando. We got a bunch of them coming up. But one's already published. So anybody who's interested in that, because you can make money off of these things. And we'll go into more detail. That's another reason why we're doing all these platforms. But we're fishing with nets. So like I say, right now we're doing, thanks to Ron, we're doing 30. only we're on 30 platforms right now. And hopefully by sometime next week, we'll be hitting 100 consistently Monday through Friday, 100 podcasts per day. Let's see. And speaking of that, let me go to Robin. Good morning again.
Good morning. I've got a bad Wi-Fi signal, so I hope you can hear me. Good morning.
I can hear you.
Okay, great. Yeah, we're moving right along, doing really good. That building.
I can't hear you now. I can't hear. Okay. That's the thing about Blog Talk. Either I can hear and you guys can, or whatever. So, Robin, if you can
hear. Okay, I'm back. Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Repeat that all over again.
Oh, I don't even know. I said, oh, that building looks great. Where can I get a building for $900?
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because that's why we're having the – we have – you know, I may as well call it a franchise. Break, Bread, and Build. Well, we're going to have them out your way anyway.
Yeah.
Break, Bread, and Build, Seattle, in the greater Seattle, Washington area, where we're going to actually meet with people and do a break bread and activity. There's several activities. One is you actually sitting down and breaking bread with people. And then we have a build project. So as soon as you have the location for that, we'll be doing it out your way. But if people are interested in bringing, having us come to your town locally, like I say, we have, we place it on the Airbnb platform. And once it gets approved, then we'll be in your neck of the woods. And typically a bread, a break bread and build event. It's two flavors of it. One would be an experience under the Airbnb experiences. That's something that's under 24 hours or 12 hours long. Our break bread and build experiences are 12 hours long. So it's a long day, but it's fun. Now, for the people that want to hang out with us, we have bread, mm-hmm. Break Bread and Build Adventures. The adventures are an extension of the experiences. The experience is just 12 hours long. But the adventures, we have to arrange accommodations for you. So you might, you might be staying at some kind of Airbnb accommodations for 1, 2, 3, 4, maybe 5 consecutive nights, depending on what we're doing activity-wise in that neck of the woods. And it's a limit. Airbnb only allows 10 people per experience or event. So everybody gets to know everybody's name. So those are the two flavors that we have under that break bread and build thing. And, you know, we could be helping somebody. Like I say, just in case I got to move out of this one, I got a place to go. Okay, you're looking at it.
Wow.
But if I don't, okay, then I can rent it out as a guest room. Don't look at that as a tiny house. It's 144 square feet. I call it
a guest room. Or you can multi-purpose it as a day room.
Right, that's a day room. And that's another one of the podcasts that will be debuting here this week called The Day Room. And Robin, could you explain the concept of the Day Room podcast?
Yeah. Well, if you think along the lines of community centers, rec halls, dormitories, even military, right? Colleges, they all have a common area that everyone goes to do common activities during the day, hence the
right.
Day room, okay? So we're applying the concept of that to the rooms that we're building. So not only can they be used as lodging and staying overnight and leasing over again or renting like that, but they can also be multi-purposed or repurposed and used as day rooms, places where people can go and drop in. There might be a computer in there, a phone, a video screen, internet, or there might be a class being taught, or if you're homeless, you could live in a community shower, put in a washer and dryer. But we'll be building day rooms. Yeah, utilizing the facilities that we build, not just as tiny homes or tiny houses or lodging, but also repurposing or multi-purposing that same facility basically for a business. Does that make sense?
Right. Yep. So, well, and like I say, you can be, cause for instance, like say, we're going to be talking about, we'll be doing a reverse mortgage podcast on a daily basis. And like that, once again, if you go to our Facebook page, eCommerceville, in the top, at the top of our content for today, which you see, it's the same house, same room, excuse me. I call it a guest room. You see a before and a midway, not a before and after, but a before and midway picture. That's a place I bought for $900, 144 square feet. Because here's the thing. With a reverse mortgage, or if you're behind on your rent, and I really got the idea from two people, a friend of mine from high school, and then Airbnb. When I really dug into this story, Airbnb didn't do anything new. There were two guys, or there were three founders, but it was two that really started the whole thing off. Two guys, and they were behind on their rent of over $1,000 in San Francisco. And they got the idea, well, you know, we got these three bedrooms here. Why don't we get some air mattresses and rent out the rooms? They made up the back rent. Now, there are other stories in the Airbnb community early on where they've helped save people from getting not only evicted like they did, almost evicted, because they did not get evicted. And some people saved their homes from foreclosure by renting out extra space in and around their house. That's my plan. That little house that you see, that little $900 funky little looking house, excuse me, what I call a guest room, and we'll get into why I call it a guest room later, is because when they had an epiphany, you know what? Somebody told them, don't worry about scaling this. Just do it 100 times. That's what we're going to be doing with Break, Bread, and Build. In each separate market that we do, we're going to be building stuff at least 100 times, and hopefully people, because imagine, let's say you need $100 right now. Build something 100 times. Make 100 glasses of lemonade, sell it 100 times. Make cupcakes. Make 100 cupcakes, sell it 100 times. Once you do it 100 times, you can do it 1,000 times. Anything.
That's right. That's right.
We'll be expanding. We're going to be going to like one-hour podcasts here pretty soon, back to two. But we'll have people on like Darlene. Anyway, like I said, we're doing 30 right now. We'll drop about 3 or 4 more today. On the Anchor, whatever, but we'll keep you posted throughout the week. Auburn, any closing statements for today?
Just that the what you're doing, it's amazing, and I don't. If you're banking on social capital, right? Now, You're accomplishing the work on that building, but you're not there physically. I think that's remarkable.
You know what? It's social capital. And I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
I bought the building, but I've got a social capital partner who's been refurbishing the building.
See?
So that's what I mean with the break bread and build concept. I need people that are on the ground. So no matter where you are listening to this podcast on planet Earth right now, if you're interested in becoming one of our partners, okay, one of our partners on the ground, give me a call or email. Mm-hmm. You'll find us on social media. Give us a call, and we can get you started today.
Mm-hmm.
Particularly if you got a financial problem.
You know, we're not trying to get in your wallet. We're trying to enrich your wallet, enlarge your wallet. So everything is not all about money. It's your time and your effort and your thoughts are most valuable. So,
And that's how I picked up that $900, but we're going to be teaching people how to build those from scratch. On that note, thank you, Robin. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We'll be back tomorrow. Like I said, we get 30. The day's young, so I'll probably do about 3 or 4 more of these today. By Friday, hopefully, we'll be hitting 100 podcasts per day. On that note, everyone have a good rest of the day.